T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to hour number two. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, take you up at delayed o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us. Any interview that we have this evening that if you have happened to miss or you want to listen to again, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are, and you'll hear all the interviews this evening. And we start off hour number two with a program that has turned it around, guys. Year number one for Coach Robert Ortega and his MacArthur Mustangs, and they are 7-2 heading into the last regular season week, and then we get right into the playoffs, and they have really made a splash in year one. And certainly we kind of knew this over the last couple of years, that if he did return and coach his alma mater, things would happen. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And this is a ride that you and I talked about the last couple of years and finally came to fruition. You returned home back to your alma mater and have put together quite a season, especially over the last 5-6 weeks. You guys, your defense has come alive. Talk about what it's like. They always say you can't go home, but I think they're wrong here.
Yeah, man. Again, thanks for having me on. I will say it's been quite an adventure. It's been exciting. I'm very thankful for it all. I didn't know this move would be the magnitude it is, and that and how much people are supporting it and are happy this is happening. So this is pretty cool. And yeah, my defense is turning it on. We're getting healthy. They're flying around the ball, and you know, in the beginning of the season, you got to find out who we are, our identity, and people in the right places. And I think we know who we are right now, and we're cooking.
Yeah, and not only that, I know that when you first got back, you just wanted to get everything back in place. I know your family's helped you out greatly with this. Obviously, your son's had a big year in his final year at the high school level. But I mean, this was all about knowing that if you came back, I mean, that it could happen, because you grew up in the area, you know the climate, you know the youth football league that's played in South Florida, you know that kids, you know, gravitate towards, you know, winning teams, but not only that, coaches that can do a lot of positives. And, you know, take a look at, you know, when you took over this program, I think the funny thing is when, you know, you didn't have really enough kids that could play in the spring because of the transfers. So you really didn't play in the spring. And you and I talked, the most important thing back over there in May was seeing if you could build back your hedges along the field. But now things have come kind of full circle. This is a program that, you know, you took on some really, really strong teams, American Heritage out of the box in the kickoff classic. You played Chaminade to open the season. You played St. Thomas, which was a district game, a game that was really close for much of the contest. And then the rest of the way, you guys just kind of turned it on and gotten a lot of confidence. as you head to the playoffs in 2 weeks. I mean, this is a different team. Talk about what you expect, because I mean, this is a program now that has an opportunity to make, you know, to make some things happen in your first year in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, my kids are, their confidence is rising within themselves, and the brotherhood that they're forming for themselves is outrageously amazing. I'm so proud of them. I'm loving what's going on. And yeah, we fought hard in those games, but, you know, we didn't win. So we had to learn how to finish games. We had to learn and play, and can't make mistakes in those big games when you're playing juggernaut teams, like St. Thomas, Dominant, and stuff like that. So I'm excited, man, because, like I told my kids during at the end of the game, is the way we're playing, it's going to be hard to beat us. You know, we're playing together, team ball. It's not, we're not counting on one person. And we pick each other up, and they're big on, they're a really close group. They're a really close group. And that's something that, you know, it's hard to find. And especially when you're putting a bunch of new kids together, forming a unity, a family, because everybody can say family, family. And then they're not family, but these guys are really close. They hang out together. They're always doing things together. And that's something we just, that's been awesome to watch.
And you mentioned your defense, and you get guys like Dylan Casimir, who has like 6+ sacks, and then Jaden St. Ville, and then somebody who just started playing for you in the last couple of weeks, and Debonair Johnson, who's already making a huge impact to the team. And then you look in your secondary and Jakari Johnson and Josiah Miguel, and a kid that everybody's looking at, one of the top young kids, Jalen Jones. And plus you look up front with some of that, you know, some of the quickness you have up front. Talk about that defense, because you got a lot of athletes, but also, you know, I mentioned, and Casimir is a senior and Jakari is a senior, but when you have guys like Debonair and you have Jalen, who are young guys and are underclassmen, that's a nucleus to build a future from.
Oh man, it's Debonair Johnson is he's an all-state linebacker. Right now, I think I have the two best linebackers in the state of Florida with Jakari and Debonair. Both of them are flying. They're both physical outrageously. They can cover sideline to sideline. They smell for the ball. Jalen Jones is our captain of our defense, but the silent captain that you didn't name is Sherrar Gordien. Gordien is another four-star kid. Another quiet junior. Who's this? He gets the boys going. He's a dude. He's quiet. He ain't gonna talk much, but he's gonna lay the lumber and he's gonna bring it. And again, our seniors feed off of the juniors and juniors feed off the seniors. It's a really good group, man. It's like I said, it's something that it's special to watch. You know, Debonair, when he came in, they kind of knew each other from U football, so it wasn't hard to get him acclimated with the team. And after that St. Thomas game, they were all like, "Yo, lead the way." Lead the way, bro. Lead the way. Like he had 13 tackles alone in St. Thomas game, which is his first game with us.
Yeah, and the offense. I mean, you got a lot of little young talent in there, and obviously, I did want to mention your son Robert Jr. And you know what a great. I saw him at the game the other night at the Miami game. I didn't get a chance to say hello to him, but he was, you know, he was out there, you know, walking around. But here's a kid who's, you know, not only made you proud on the football field, but also in the classroom, and certainly has set standards there. And you got a bunch of other kids. Talk about that offense.
I mean, the offense, the thing about it is not the normal, you know, spread attack offense that Coach Guy has put together. But this coming along, you know, everybody's grasping it now, understanding it, the reason, the whys, and stuff like that. And my son being, you know, captain of the offense, he's very football knowledge. So he helps him out and shares it. But other running back and Samaj and Kenson and KJ, them two guys, I mean, they just all feed off of each other. Our four-star receiver and Kamari Young and our sleeper, which is Javion, Franquette. Javion is outrageously, like, our receiver corps are, they're both juniors. They're young. The quarterback play had to get changed up, you know, as everybody knows in the first quarter. Our starting quarterback went down in the St. Thomas game. That kind of changed how we looked, how we doing. But our quarterback that came in is coming in, and he's making changes, and he's feeding. He's starting to get comfortable. And in the playoffs, our starting quarterback from before, J-Boy should be back. So he's been running around now and stuff like that. So, yeah, it wasn't a tear. It was partial sprain. So he's been running at practice and stuff like that. We didn't let him play last week, but he should be healthy for the playoff run. And let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously when you have St. Thomas in your district, it only gets you better because you know what the bar is. But you've got an opportunity to maybe get a rematch with them, over the next. Yeah.
This whole playoff bracket is so crazy because you kind of don't know when, and you're, like, looking at it, and then, like, with Matter losing, you don't know how far they're going to fall in the bracket. So it's hard to tell when I would see them. But I mean, our eyes are on the first round playoffs, which we'll probably be seeing a Creek or a Matter or Martin County.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, Atlantic's kicking ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, they are.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, Atlantic, right. So I can't worry about St. Thomas cause I might not see them till the third round, but I got a big, take care of business first, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, like you mentioned Creek. I mean, here's a program. I went to their Atlanta game, and if they had some time of special teams, they could have won that game because they kept giving Atlantic the ball at midfield or in their territory, and it was only ended up 33-30, and I think Coach has done a great job up there as well. So you got a couple of teams, as you mentioned, in that mix, especially locally, that, you know, that can make some noise and push some people. But that's what football is about. Before I let you go, what's the difference you think now, when you left MacArthur years and years ago, what's the difference, in the program? You still have basically the same kids in the area. You get the West Hollywood kids, but you also, you know, kind of broaden your horizon. Is it the same school as you left, or they have
the student body has changed drastically. You know, they cut off a lot of boundary where Carver Ranches was a big part of MacArthur. And that's not even our boundary no more. They cut that boundary. It's Hollandale boundary. I mean, we all know a lot of those kids go to Chaminade as of now. So I'm trying to change that culture and get my boys back, you know, Hollywood, taking over Hollywood. But, I mean, it's a totally different school. But I will tell you, my admin from my AD to my principal, like I tell people all the time, is taking these jobs in Broward County, they have to make sense, you know, because there's no real money in that. But support, I can't. I'll put them against anybody. They're the best. They've been behind me, and they've been everything I'm doing. My principal grabbed me the other day and put his arm around me and goes, "I'm proud of you." I looked at him like, huh? I was like, "I'm proud of you." Like, you know, things like that go a long way, man. I'm thankful, Mr. Howard.
I love that, man. That's the best thing you could say. Hey, Coach, I can't thank you enough. You know, I'm always in your corner, always been there for you, and I'm proud of what you guys are doing. I'm proud of what Junior's doing as well, and we'll see you real soon.
All right, brother. Thank you. See you soon. Thank you, guys.
Good stuff. Coach Robert Ortega, head coach at MacArthur, has done a great job at his alma mater, 7-2 heading into the playoffs.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.